And when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He will speak all truth to you. You know, I love to find new words that I've never discovered before, and I immediately try to find a place to start using them. And it frustrates some of my friends and my family members because they go like, what does that mean? And then I'll go on to explain what it means. So there's one word I discovered several years ago that I only get to use probably once or twice a year. And one today is one of these days. It's the word ineffable. I could tell by your look on your faces you don't know what it means either. So, do you know what ineffable means? Well, it means it's beyond definition or beyond description. So it's sort of, well, it's ineffable, right? So that's the way you would use it, right? So today is the feast day. We talk about the Trinity. And the Trinity is truly ineffable. No matter what we attempt to say about the Most Holy Trinity, everything it is beyond the words we will attempt to say. And in fact, St. Augustine once said it was regrettable that we ever put into doctrine the Most Holy Trinity. Because he said that we have attempted to describe in words what is inexpressible in words. How God works. So the mystery of the Trinity is one of those ineffable realities of life that we simply can't say. But it doesn't stop us from talking about it. And that's the challenge. So we're all over the hundreds of years we've been here, one attempted description after another, some more famous than others. St. Patrick being one of the more famous ones, of course, being Irish, I'll recount that one for you. Which is the shamrock, right? We all know the story. It's like one leaf with three leaves within it. And he converted the whole country of Ireland based on that very image. Three in one. One leaf, three persons in one God. I recently saw something I thought it was a really great. I don't know if you've ever seen these. Have you ever seen the spinners? They were famous for a couple of years. They're these little spinners. They're a little three-sided like that. Right? And if you spin it, guess what? It's just one. Ah. So you have three and one. I know, it's a bit cheesy, but it works. But like, I mean, here's the part it is. It just keeps on spinning and spinning and spinning. You just kind of like watch it. Oh, I get distracted. And that's the whole point, you see, is that it's meant to distract you from whatever you're doing. But that's the danger of metaphors, is it actually distracts you from the core meaning of the Most Holy Trinity. You see, the Most Holy Trinity in its core is about relationship. The relationship between the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit is considered that love that they share. Now, we tend to project onto God human terms and human things. And so we confuse it, but St. Augustine will say that the love that God shares between Father and Son is the Holy Spirit, and that because it's endless, it never stops. But again, they're all heady, and they're all hard to understand. So how do we really get to the core understanding of what the Most Holy Trinity expresses? When we use it so often, we bless ourselves in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll hear it before the Gospel. We'll hear it before in the Creed. We'll hear it everywhere. But the problem is it's become so common, well, we don't even know what we're talking about. So something that's probably more important is what is it trying to express in its core, the Most Holy Trinity? And fundamentally, who God is love. That's the truth that Jesus came to share. So God is love. So the best way we're going to try and understand anything is you take it like one of these baby children that are going to get baptized today. So let's take Chloe, for example. Does Chloe know at this age anything about love? Can she express to us what love is? Can Chloe tell me what love is? Now watch, if I take the child away, what love is not. Oh, see, it doesn't take long. She wants to go back to where love is. My point is that love is an experience. I can talk to you about love all I want. I can give you beautiful metaphors. I can give you stunning sort of articles of beauty and say that's love expressed. But nothing will convince you more than me just simply loving you. And you will understand love more by being loved. Every couple knows this, that there's nothing greater in life than being loved for who we are. Not for what we do, and not for what we earn, and not for what we bring, but for who we are in the core of our being. That when we're loved like that, that changes us. That is transforming. That is the God of love. See, ultimately, when we love one another, we are participating in God's very self. In that sense, we're participating in the Most Holy Trinity. We become part of that spinning reality of God loving Son, Son loving God, and we are part of it. So let's forget about all the definitions of what Most Holy Trinity is, and let's participate in it. Let's just submerge ourselves into the reality of loving one another. Now, what a great example tomorrow in the secular holiday called Father's Day. We will hold up all our fathers and we say we will love them. And we're terrible at telling our fathers that we love them because we think they don't need it. Well, it's just sort of part of our culture. It's a shame, really, because we all need to hear it. We all need to hear that simple expression, Daddy, I love you. Papa, I love you. And ultimately, we want to be loved by our fathers. But today, for the Most Holy Trinity, what we embrace is God, the Father's love. The ultimate love that never dies. And when we love one another, and when we allow ourselves to be loved by others, then we are participating in the Most Holy Trinity. So, as you go forth from here today, and we get nourished at the table, let us truly participate in the Trinity by loving in expression somebody in our life. Whether it be our spouse, our children, or whether it be an elderly parent or grandparent, or maybe it is a friend or a complete stranger, homeless person. That we express in action so that they can know what love is. So they can know what the Most Holy Trinity is. Love. God is love.